Today on Gardening in a Minute, plant hardiness zones. How well your plants perform depends in large part on your choosing the right plant for your climate and location. The Department of Agriculture has designated 10 climate zones for the continental U.S. to guide us in our gardening efforts. There are three zones in Florida, numbers 8, 9, and 10. Taking into account which zone you live in can make all the difference in the world. Hardiness zones indicate the average lowest temperatures, helping you to choose plants that can survive the winters in your area. Use the zones as a guide for selecting the plants best suited for your area. Take advantage of your knowledge of plant hardiness zones to maximize your plant success. For more information about hardiness zones, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bonsai. Bonsai is the ancient art form of cultivating tiny trees in trays or pots. It originated in Mongolia over 1,000 years ago, but is known as a Japanese tradition. Although you may think this is a secret or complicated art, actually anyone can grow bonsai. The aim of bonsai culture is to develop a miniature replica of a mature tree. The pruning and shaping of the tree's branches and roots is important, but so are the texture of the trunk and the size of the container. It's important that all parts of the bonsai tree be proportionate, so plants used for bonsai should have small leaves, flowers and fruits, or plant parts that become small when the tree is grown as bonsai. Try your hand at this delicate and ancient art. For more information about bonsai, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, heirloom vegetables. For centuries, gardeners have collected the seed of the best-tasting, best-performing vegetables in their gardens for future planting. Heirloom vegetables are varieties that have come from these seeds, passed down for dozens or even hundreds of years. Many plants are bred for longer shelf life and other modern needs, but heirlooms have usually been selected for flavor and tenderness. For many gardeners, heirloom vegetables are a cherished link to the past. Others feel that the shrinking gene pools from increased hybridization can leave plants vulnerable to diseases and pests and want to preserve genetic diversity. Heirloom varieties that have been cultivated for many years in a particular region or microclimate are well suited to that area's soil and climate. Bring on the flavor by growing some of these old favorites. For more information about heirloom vegetables, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, ornamental grasses. If you're looking for something different in your landscape, ornamental grasses can't be beat for variety and versatility. The term ornamental grass refers to true grasses, as well as other plants that have a grass-like appearance. Ornamental grasses are either clump-forming or creeping. Clump-forming grasses are also called bunch grasses. They grow in compact tufts, with their bases gradually increasing in size. Creeping grasses are also called running and spreading grasses. Ornamental grasses can be annual or perennial and come in a wide range of sizes, from a few inches to many feet in height. They come in different colors and textures, and many have very attractive flowers. So ornamental grasses offer something for everyone, whether it's ground covers, borders, or accent plants. For more information about ornamental grasses, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida honey. Honey is a natural sweetener made by bees and enjoyed by humans as far back as the ancient Egyptians. In Florida, we're lucky to have many kinds of honey, and there's something for every palate. The color and flavor of honey can vary widely, depending on what flower the bees use for their nectar source. Orange blossom honey is light-colored and mild, with a fresh scent and a light citrus taste. Tupelo honey is produced only in the Florida Panhandle and is heavy and sweet. Mango honey and palmetto honey come from South Florida, as do lesser-known types like sea grape and mangrove. Try a different variety of unique Florida honey next time you stop at a roadside stand or surf the internet. For more information about Florida honey, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.